Time for Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit and Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Joined now by the city manager of Beloit, Jason Raby, to talk about what's going on in the city of Beloit and how things could impact you as well. You've been listening here to the program. And Jason, Happy New Year. We haven't talked to you for a couple months because we took December off from that. Lots of things that you guys are working on. Where do you want to begin? With the streets?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a busy year again this year, and what I call construction season, of course, when it starts warming up and things get ready to roll. But council's been working on getting a few things approved, so we have some projects ready to go, and one of those is going to be Court Street again. You know, we kind of tore into that last year and replaced a big drainage pipe that served the downtown, and been something that's been on the list, I guess you could say, for a lot of years. So we got that tackled and did a really good job with it. So that'll be kind of that same stretch. We're going to have to redo Court Street, but it's really going to help a lot with, we have some water and some flooding issues in there sometimes during the big storms. So that'll help with that, and obviously give us a lot nicer surface and then better sidewalks through there and those types of things. And then the other project that I'm excited about, and this is going to be really cost effective, just kind of a solution, is West Main there, and especially the part that's really, scarred. I think it's from maybe Independence West, where there's a lot of, it's real bumpy and the curbs are just shot and everything like that. So we've kind of come up with a solution that should be pretty affordable. It won't be like a complete rebuild. We think that the road itself underneath is in pretty solid shape. I mean, there's not really any huge holes or failures in it, but the curb is bad, and I think we can do a lot of doctoring to it and do some overlay techniques that'll give it a really good life for a very affordable price, so that we can focus on maybe some of the other roads like North Walnut or something that has even more traffic and do that in the future. And then North Walnut, that's the one that's been in the works and the design. Right now it feels like it's doing pretty good because we did some work on it here about a year or two ago, but if you'll remember before that, half the road was missing in places. And so that's just creeping under the surface, so that's something we're going to have to tackle. And so we're trying to kind of plan that out, and when can we, afford to do that and pay for it, but yet keep kind of that road bond, I would almost call it, kind of just keep flowing, what I mean? It's just kind of one of those things, you just kind of, refund it and keep, renewing it and add a little bit more, adding some money back to it and pay for your project and keep paying it down. So hopefully that one really looks like it could be in the next year or two that we tackle that, which I think will be a huge benefit to that whole area. I mean, there's a lot of traffic and there's some need for some additional lanes, et cetera, lane work through there, so that between the, up on 24 all the way through, the high school football field there, that there's a lot better traffic control and traffic, flow, excuse me, and things like that, plus build a lot nicer road that will last for a long time. So yeah, there's some really exciting things there.
Demo grant, you guys get a blow up stuff, is that right?
Yeah, really good news there. I think we got one of, demo. Yeah, we got all the dynamite we could ever want.
I would love to push the button on one of those
exactly.
things. This is just the power of that. Well, it's so awesome.
Yeah, if it was a little house, it'd just be like a little poof.
That'd be better than,
than nothing. But yeah,
knowing my luck, I'd push the button and be like, it didn't work.
Somebody
else would grab
it.
Yeah, go
the
ahead.
Field and the Detroit Lions,
Yeah.
What was that? It went off and it didn't go
off. And it didn't go off. It's like kind of like my wife opening up a jar and then she breaks the seal loose but can't open it. And then I just go up and open it. That's what would happen when we push the button. I'd push it. What's the deal? Somebody come over and go, boop. And I'm you just stole my thunder.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Yep. All that work for nothing.
You're right.
And, this was really cool. This is, obviously focuses on rehab as well. And there's some properties that are just going to be too far gone sometimes. Every town struggles with that type of thing.
Sure.
So it's really been a good program for us and for other communities, and we just got lucky to with a lot of hard work, from Carol Torkelson and Heather Hartman, to get that thing put together and get that award. So that brings $300,000 of grant funds to our community, that we'll work with landlords or property owners to get those properties so they're either livable and can be more affordable to live in, remove it so it helps that neighborhood, kind of removes some potential blight or whatever from that neighborhood. So it's a really good deal. There'll be more information coming out. I think if people have been through the program before, it's kind of the same deal. This time we have to be a little bit more focused, which I understand. They want to kind of say, hey, we want to be able to see the 10 blocks or whatever that it's done, before they kind of let us just do it all over town. personally, I'm a proponent of that. I like doing it all over town because small towns, it's not like, you know, even Salina is going to have, you know, sure. a portion of town that's as big as Beloit that right. needs help. You yeah. know, it's a little different than us where it's kind of hard to string together, mm-hmm. you know, a big area. But we are going to focus on one area, and we've talked about that, you know, in the past. But if there's questions or whatnot, but again, if you've talked to us during this phase of it, we'll be in contact, and plus we'll be hitting that area mm-hmm. harder here the next month or two as we get stuff ramped up.
So. Jason Raby, City Manager of Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, the First National Bank of Beloit. And you guys still work on the Safe Route to Schools?
Yes, sir. Yep. So there's a lot of work going with that. We've kind of got it all designed. It's getting really close to be able to go out for bid. And again, that's kind of run through KDOT. And we're hoping we can meet our February 1st deadline to get all of our easements in and all those things and get that out for bid. So then that, either way, whether it's this month or next, it would, you know, take place later this summer. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be a really visible and noticeable project and really beneficial. You know, one of the bigger areas is it's going to really help connect the Beloit High School to the you know, the athletic fields to the elementary school, which mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of walking back and forth. Unfortunately, right. a lot of it has to be done on the street or just kind mm-hmm. of in the some unsafe conditions. So that's going to be really nice, and obviously it'll continue to go down the north and south sides of town, kind of connect with some of the project that we did last year. So that's a really good thing.
And then the strategic doing meeting, you had yep. to reschedule it because of Mother Nature.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, so we had the strategic doing, which I think is really going to be a really fun event. It's going to be February 12th at 6 o'clock at the Technical College, North Central Kansas Technical College. And so feel free to come, especially if you've been involved. And this is really going to focus on some of the work that those K-State landscape design and planning students did here a few months ago. So we're really going to focus on that. So, you know, if you've been through the strategic doing before and you maybe lost your way or said, hey, I would like to get involved. This is going to be really specific, and it's going to be led by Heather Hartman and myself and Emily Benedict from North Central Regional Planning Commission. So I think it's going to be really positive. It's going to be really smooth and well-run meeting, and hopefully we'll have some, you know, maybe three or four groups that focus on certain aspects of what those students came up with and mm-hmm. say, hey, we really want to drive this project forward. We're really passionate about it. You know, we want to see XYZ in Chautauqua Park, or this happened to downtown, mm-hmm. or whatever it is. And that's really going to help, you know, the most successful projects and the things that come off the ground the best are really those citizen-led projects. So we really hope that that's what it is. So please feel free to come out on February 12th. Hopefully the weather is nicer. I've put in an order for that. So hopefully it's better than
The only order in
last week. Yeah, mm-hmm. or this week. So it should be fun.
I'll go back to one thing that we talked about earlier. If somebody wants to participate through the demo grant program, mm-hmm. who they need to talk to, that would be Heather?
Yeah, Heather Hartman would probably be the lead contact, or myself. You know, again, we can, that's something we need to kind of crystallize, mm-hmm. you know, as far as exactly how that goes.
Sure.
Right now, like I said, we just got awarded last week, so we'll get the letter signed, and then mm-hmm. we'll kind of get that contact information out there so that okay. I make sure the right people are right. talking to the right people.
Absolutely. But, yeah. Anything else that we left out that we need to cover before we talk again late February, which will be right around the corner?
Yeah, not that I can think of. I mean, there's lots of things going on, and obviously just pay attention to the meeting packets and those, you know, first and third Tuesdays. You can go out and read what mm-hmm. all that's going on, and there's a lot of little projects and ideas and things that we're putting forth and trying to get put together. So absolutely. Always something to do.
Fantastic. Jason Raby, City Manager of the City of Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems and the First National Bank of Beloit. Jason, thanks for the time, man, and yep. We'll talk to you again in February.
All right. Thanks, Wade.